May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power, through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. 1016.
Thank you. let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9. We will read the first 29 verses. Down to verse 29. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only, with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first and restoreth all things. And how it is written of thee, Son of Man, that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running all together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him up by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. We'll leave the reading there. Let us pray. O most gracious, dearest Lord, O do help us now to rightly, tremblingly approach Thee, the God against whom we've sinned, whom we desire no knowledge except by grace. And what a mercy, Lord. Oh, we do thirst for Thee in our poor little way. Lord, in all the midst of the infirmities, we do desire Thee, knowledge of Thee, of Thy ways, Thy grace. And thus we come in all our poverty, our Lord, but it is how Thou wilt have Thy people come. For Lord, if we have a little something in self, Thou art not all and in all. Lord, there is a fullness in Thee for empty ones, emptied from vessel to vessel. We approach Thee undone, pray we must. Our prayers, Lord, in and of themselves are no good except we plead that glorious name in all our poor, simple utterances. That full name of Jesus. And I would pray for his sake, Lord. Oh, I desire to have a little knowledge, a little grace concerning thy suffering, those sacred spots, Golgotha, Gethsemane. Lord, we would desire it. Oh, the judgment hall. Lord, Herod's palace. Oh, we would desire a little glimpse and plead that fullness of thy rising in newness of life for poor sinners. Jesus, the Son of God, risen. Lord, nothing extra, still the same grace, but risen, living, still the same Son of God, death having no dominion. Pray that this death in us may have not a dominion over us. We may taste the word of life, how we plead thy gospel, thy word. Help us to come and plead that grace that is with thee, that fullness. Lord, do help us now to, Lord, thy poor people get so tried. All the sins they confess, Lord, they still seem to break out sometimes. And they get back to square one again and wonder why the sin will end. But that fullness of grace and love, oh dear Lord Jesus, we come to thee. Lord, we have many fears. Oh, having heard thy voice, we love thee, but oh, can we still be lost? Having heard thy voice, feeling no self-improvement, but Lord, there is the bearing of fruit. Ah, we want to bear fruit in thee, fruits of the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And there is joy in thee. There is peace with thee. There is love with thee and in thee. And that overcomes all sin. It's thy virtue. It's thy virtue that is the stem of the vine that goes to the branches. So, Lord, we come. Lord, and come and confess. We long to hear thy voice. Long to hear the sweet blessing of thy word, its effect. So, Lord, do come and draw us. Thou art able to save to the uttermost. We seem to sometimes be beyond the uttermost, but that cannot be so. Oh, we're not, we're still in time, but eternity gets near. Oh, Lord, while we're in the body, we live on praying ground. We bless thee for the gospel. That poor publican, Lord, we've had to stand with him before. And we, when our religion is finished and there's nothing left, we are undone. That blessed prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And all we read is, he went down, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Oh, help us to pray with living feelings. Groans cannot be uttered. That prayer before thy face, even though we cannot lift up our eyes of faith, can only beat on upon our chest and stand afar off. Justified. How we plead mercy. Oh, come and help us this evening. Clothe the word with power. Oh, Lord, we have to pray, help me. Lord, it's embarrassing to be here. Lord, what a fool we are. But do help us. Oh, just clothe the word with power and let us disappear again. Oh, we plead with thee. Lord, that thou knowest the inner conflicts within. Lord, Thou knowest we long for thee. I just fall into thy hands, just to lay there. Ah, Lord, thou art gracious, merciful, long-suffering. We've proved it over the years. But fear, Lord, at last we shall prove to be undone. But we bless thee for thy grace. Dear Lord, that fullness. Lord Jesus, it's not in my mind to keep. Oh, Lord, because taking one thought, we cannot add one cubit to our stature. And we can't do it in grace either. We wait for living waters. The man of Bethesda's Paul had to wait for the waters. Abraham had to wait for the blessing. David had to wait for the kingdom. Zacharias and Elizabeth had to wait for that promised blessing. And dear Lord, thy people are waiting for thee. We wait for thy appearing. He waiteth that he may be gracious unto thee. Ah, Lord, he will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Dear Lord, so we come. Shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Ah, do help us, we pray, to wait for thy time. Lord, now help us to confess humbly all our failings and sins. Give us sweet repentance. Give us softness of heart. Give us tenderness of conscience. Give us living desires. Lord, give us blessings from on high. Lord, this delicate, fainting life is in thy hand. This life that was so stern and bold in its own will, Lord, now brought to nothing before a holy God, the great majesty of heaven. But, ah, Lord, we worship thee and thine only begotten Son. Oh, do help us now. Meet with us round the word. Bless this house of prayer. Bless the dear friends, bless the dear deacons, help them continually church congregation, bless the Sunday school, bless the young friends. May there be a seed here to serve thee in light, heavenly touches, and a generation to call thee blessed, that bear thy reproach, yet sing of thy praise. A living desire to enjoy God, to know his fullness and his love. Oh, bless this house. Bless Zion. We must pray for Zion. All thy dear servants on the walls of Zion. Remember those that come here, those in the coming week. Bless the ministry of the word in this place. Bless those laid aside in affliction, pain and suffering. Pray for thy servants laid aside. Lord, friend in Wiltshire and others we know of, and Lord, especially one taken so ill suddenly this last week. Be very gracious and merciful to him. Help the dear friends at Carshalton. Remember them in mercy. What an anxious time. To raise him up and heal him. Remember our dear friend, thy servant at home this evening. Father, thus saith the Lord, bless him in his own soul. Grant him that health and strength, that great anxiety, that overshadowing that is upon him. Oh, Lord, bless Zion. Bless the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies, our friend laid aside. Remember him in mercy. Our esteemed editor, be gracious to him. Lord, and return in power in the ministry. Bless thy one church in the earth, the missionaries, where thy name is feared, thy word is read in its purity. Bless the labours of those that go forth, Lord, labouring, looking to Thee and spreading Thy word. Salvation belongeth unto God. Bless their labours. O Lord, gather Thy people through the earth. Have mercy on this our guilty land. Bring England to repentance once more. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties, our freedom to worship. Remember all dear friends in affliction, pain, suffering. We thank Thee where Thou hast in measure restored thus far to friends here and elsewhere. Oh, remember each in mercy, bless our young men and women going forth in life. Provide for them in all things, we do pray. Those things that they so feel to need and desire, but oh, may Thy fear be in their heart. Bring them to the throne of grace to know Thee there. Lord, provide for them and all those things in the in life, finance, employment, and homes, and places in to walk, and God-fearing partners in life, and so forth. Prepare them for Thy will. Raise up a number here, we beseech Thee. Remember aged friends near the end of the journey. Remember the bereaved among us here. Comfort them. Bless them. Oh, remember our aged friends. Be very gracious unto one and another. Comfort them. Oh, remember that it shall be light at evening time. We pray it, Lord. Remember any in special need, a special case, that as the exercises, the cares, the sorrows of Thy people, remember those in trouble. Oh, call upon me, Thou hast said, in the day of trouble, I will deliver Thee. Help us to plead these words, Lord. Thou shalt glorify me. Bring Thy dear people to lay passive in Thy hand. But grant that wrestling prayer. For we believe Jacob had faith. We believe he had faith in exercise. I will not let Thee go, except Thou bless me. Oh, remember one or two here. And grant them that living faith to hang and plead Thy word until it multiplies with love in their heart. Oh, remember the Sunday school. Bless the dear young friends. Strengthen the teachers. Lord, what else is there we should pray for? We pray anything we may have failed. Do make up in giving. Now, Lord, we pray Thy presence. Oh, that answers everything. Oh, a sense of pardon. Lead us to the fountain. We plead Thy precious blood. Oh, the heart-rent agonies. Oh, Son of God. Oh, can they be for some of us here? Establish us in that sweet knowledge that Thou hast redeemed us. We are Thine. O Lord, we have had many blessings. We do thank Thee for them. We bless Thee for them. We love Thee for them. But, O Lord, it's to get home at last. Oh, to get home at last. To be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, do help us to press toward the end. Oh, that our last day may be better than our birthday. Oh, we pray, bless us. Remember Thy people. We bless Thee, thank Thee for every mercy, every favour, every grace. Lord, we've had many answers to prayer. Many. Times without number. But we have to say, when we think of that scripture, we have forsaken thee times without number. Oh dear Lord, we confess our failings and our sins and can just confess until we can confess in weariness of body. Oh, come have mercy on us. We do want to see thy face, want to feel thee near, want this sweet experience of pardoning love to flow in. Lord, just a few visits in a man's life whets his appetite for much, much more. Oh, for the fullness, grace to believe, increase our faith, grace and faith to work, to hold fast, grace from heaven, faith given. Oh Lord, that springs of water rising up. Oh Lord Jesus, thou knowest, we say with Peter, thou knowest that I love thee. Have mercy on me then, Lord. Bless the word. Bless the word. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, wash away, cleanse, may we feel thy righteousness, thy virtue, thy love, in our hearts, shed abroad. Oh, have compassion on us. Lord, save us. Save us right down to the end of the journey. And bring us safely through Jordan's tremendous flood. Lord, that we would have in view, her death is because of sin. It is the final judgment of God. But oh, may we behold the Lamb that died for us to take away the sting of death. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Wash us in thy precious blood by a sweet experience, a blessing of the word. Speak, Lord, heal us. We ask all things. Bless the singing of thy worthy name, for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 182. If ever it could come to pass that sheep of Christ might fall away, my fickle, feeble soul, alas, would fall a thousand times a day. Were not thy love as firm as free, thou soon wouldst take it, Lord, from me. 182.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 45 and verse 2. Psalm 45, verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Psalm 45, verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. This word was with me during the week. This morning's text was Friday. This word, grace, is poured into thy lips. It's been with me for a few days. This psalm is a glorious psalm concerning Christ and his kingdom. It speaks of the Son of God and his people. Beautiful language. You may not feel this, dear friends, but you know, the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of raw gold. She shall be brought into the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the kingdom's king's palace. You know, you may view that word and say, woe is me, woe is me. It can't be me, that can't be me. You know, dear friends, why does God desire a broken heart? Why does he look upon a broken heart and a contrite spirit? Why? Why? Well, we have it in the Gospels, don't we? They wept after him. Love brought them. Repentance. The glory of repentance in the heart of man. Weeping after Christ. Brokenness. Abhorring sin. Loving him. Hating self. Great blessings they are. And that's the glory. She desires living waters, the church. Do we desire living waters, living truth? Friend, repentance, godly sorrow, is an experience, living desires. The woman of Canaan, so often I speak of her, her cries, Lord, help me. Have you cried? You have to cry, Lord, help me to have a broken heart. Help me to repent. Help me to be steadfast. Bring me on. Help me to believe. Help me, Lord, to forsake all things and follow thee. It's help me. See the utter dependence. The utter dependence. She's utterly dependent. But you know, glorious, dear friends, what brought the woman who came? Need. What brought the woman who was a sinner to weep at Christ's feet? Need of his love and mercy. But she loved him. She loved him. Friend, you may feel to be, sinners love him. Why? Because of the gospel. Because of this grace poured into his lips. But you know, here the psalmist speaks of, and this was quoted to me today, I can't quite remember where, by some friend here, I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My pen is the pen of a ready, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You know, dear friends, the heart moved toward Christ. As a sinner, and the psalmist could only speak of grace. What else? What do they sing? What does Zechariah prophesy? They bring forth the heads of grace, grace unto it. Finally unto it. They sing of his glory and of his grace. Heaven resounds with mercy. songs of mercy, and you need mercy. Are you praying for mercy? If you pray for mercy, you'll sing of mercy. He regards the prayer of the destitute. But I must come to the word. You know, here, what a, can you say with your heart, they're fair in the children of men? He was in his innate person, by his holy divine nature. You know, he was fair in grace, you know. Fair in glory, fair in mercy. Just a moment here. Child of God, have you been led this way? When dear Moses said to the Lord, whom shall I say? He said, for the children of Israel are going to say, well, who sent thee among us? You know, who are you? He said to Moses, I am that I am. Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. You see, what a word in season to suitable time. Years of bondage. Years of sorrow. Sovereignty over it all. Sovereignty lays over all your desolations, you know. Divine sovereignty, the will of God, lays over every child of God, every one that weeps after him. You feel your desolation. You feel deserted. You feel your sin. You feel your evil nature. The sovereignty of God lays right across it. And there's no rising till he bids. He has an appointed time to favour Zion. And do you know that time had come? I am that I am. I've watched on. I've come down to see their sorrows. Do you know sovereignty? But how fair. You know, when you're under the desolation, it's not fair. It doesn't appear to be beautiful, does it? There's, you can't see the grace in it, can you? When you're under sorrow, difficulty, loneliness, but there's a time appointed. Your blessing for that time in glory. Your blessing one day. Friend, I've looked back and blessed him for the lean years. The lean years. You will. The lean years. Where was divine teaching? He led them through that terrible wilderness to the land of promise. You know, Joshua could praise him as he led them in. He could praise the Lord. What the Lord had wrought for them. He led them through it, you know, to humble them. To prove what was it? What for? Grace. The love might abound. He's brought you to great sorrow. The children of Israel at the beginning of that journey, they came to Marah. God's appointment. God's appointment. Marah. Bitter waters. Can't be drunk. You've got nothing else to drink, have you? You know, but grace made the bitter water sweet. Oh, that, you know, I love that. God showed him a tree. The Lord showed Moses. Moses might be a mighty man, learning all the wisdom, but the Lord showed him grace, showed him the tree. A type of Christ put into the waters. Put into the waters. Made sweet. You know, the bitter waters you're walking through, made sweet. When you see the Lord had a purpose of grace in it all to bring you down to his divinity. And then, you see, the tree cut down. Christ cut down. Put into the blessing put in to the waters. And that sweet promise was made. And it's a good word. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Mind you, I've moved on. That's the grace. But I want to speak of this Lord. I've moved on to the second part. Perhaps I won't linger too long. I just want to say, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. A just God and holy. Angels veil their face fairer than the children of men. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, which is to come. They worship him in heaven. How do you worship him? How do I? How lightly are we doing these things? You know, dear friends, this fairness, there's more I could say. Well, just one more thought. And here is the glory of the grace. In a description, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Behold, there is a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. Shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, will put thee in the cleft of the rock and will cover thee with thy hand while I pass by. The cleft of the rock. But fair in righteous, the Lord our righteousness. What a glorious, this is the name wherewith he shall be called. Listen, friend, what's your righteousness tonight? The Lord. Grace, thou art fairer than the children of men, acceptable, one to intercede, an advocate, a mediator, God's only begotten Son, fairer, fairer. Dear friend, oh, you think of all the sins, all the poverty, all the backsliding, all the horror story, and I'm not exaggerating, of your heart, the sewer of the mind. One fairer to present your humble petitions in heaven, confessing, pleading, praising, looking, holding fast, fairer, presents his own righteousness. You know, dear friends, the Lord himself, that righteousness sustained him in every affliction and suffering that he endured. That was innate to him. But in God's purpose and mind, he made him perfect, our captain of our salvation, perfect for us, that he might hear our groans. He had to endure the curse to come forth. Otherwise, God could not accept him. Of course he'd accept him himself, but you in him, me in him. That's what I meant to say. Made perfect in sufferings, to be a high priest, one who's made atonement and fully answered. Fairer. Oh, what a fair high priest we have. What a fair advocate with the Father. What a fair sacrifice you've got to plead. Friend, fairer the children then. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. There is none righteous. No, not one. Oh, poor worm, you've been given one right fairer than the children of men, to be loved, to be desired, to be longed for. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Thy love is better than wine. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Soul, you might be the chief of sinners here tonight, but do you love him? Do you long for that kiss, the heavenly kiss, the righteous one, to touch you, to embrace? His left hand is under my head. Who is she? She's the church coming out of the wilderness. She's leaning upon her beloved. What are you leaning on? You're leaning on his word of truth, his word of grace, his word of gospel, his word of mercy. You're pleading that precious blood. Friend, there's no other standing, no other. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust their treatise frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. His name and honour is at stake. To save me from the burning lake, there's a little bit of faith for you, prevailing faith to see the glorious merit of the Son of God, fairer than the children of men. So you've got a fullness to plead, you've got grace to plead, you've got righteousness to plead, and all in him. Friend, and it's bestowed in we know it's the Holy Ghost, but as it were, Christ to speak. Christ looked, he looked upon Peter and broke his heart. There Peter saw perfectness, mercy, love. It broke him. You know, dear friends, Nothing breaks my hard heart. I think those lines are true, you know. Law and terrors do but harden. All the while they work alone. But a sense of blood-bought pardon. This will soften hearts of stone. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Fairer. What a mercy we got one, the forerunner, whither they're entered. Entered heaven to plead. Now, I must come to the second part. There was this middle clause that really was with me. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. You know, grace was poured into his lips to pour out. And the first grace was poured into his lips. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. That was in heaven in eternity, as David meditated in Psalm 40. The Son of God saw the church given to him by his Father. And think of some of the characters. Think of some of the characters who were given him. Look at old rebellious Jonah. Peevish Jonah. Look at a wandering, a gracious, godly, wise Solomon. A glorious man. Heart wandering. Backsliding. Bringing sorrow upon the nation. Bringing judgment upon his own house. You know, we know that Solomon was right. The Lord spoke of him. Mysterious cases, aren't there? You know, dear friends, I'm thankful for Solomon. I'm thankful for the wanderers, the mysterious cases in God's word. They enter heaven by grace. Not by works which they have done. That doesn't make an excuse for sin. That doesn't make an excuse for slack hands. That doesn't make an excuse for being lack of diligence, lack of exercise, a flatness. That's no excuse. But love overcomes. Grace overcomes. It never overcame. Grace poured into thy delight to do thy will, O thy law is in my heart. His delights with the sons of men. You know, as God foreknew and predestinated, so Christ knew the nature of sin. But you know, when it entered, the wrath that had to come forth, the judgment. You know, grace was poured into his lips, was it not? And I've mentioned one already. It's a lovely word. Oh, friends, do you know anything about it? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Thy body, yes. I am the Lord. I do it. I am the one. Might be means used, but I am the one. You know, when David he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Restoration. That power belongeth unto God. You know that healing thee of all thy woe, of all thy sorrow, of all thy care, of all thy down-sitting, of all thy despairing, healeth thee, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, uphold me with thy free spirit. Has that been your panting cry? You know that, sir. Oh, friend, it is forever that work. But you see, you know, love makes us long to see his face. I quoted a word this morning that I will go to, it just seems to come back to me, and that is in Isaiah 43. You know, why does God speak like this? But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel. created thee. You know, he forms us, and he creates a new creature in Christ, a new principle in Christ. Friend, you cannot deny, can you, that there is a new principle within, a desperate cry for mercy, desperate cry for help, desperate cry for blessing. Undertake for me, restore me, save me, be with me. Return, O holy dove, return. Sweet messenger of rest, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. Formed. He formed Israel. He formed Jacob. Look at Jacob's life. Look at yours. Was God the author of confusion? Friend, appointed. Grace might abound. Jacob gathered up his feet at last. Enter glory. Jacob have I loved. Despite all he is, he was formed. Formed. Created. In Christ. Glories of grace. Friend, what will heaven, it must resound with shouts of wonder, glory, praise, victory over all I've been, where I've been, what I've done, what I am. It must do. Created. All for God's praise. All for mercy. You're desperate for that mercy, aren't you? You know those desperate cries are real cries. Heaven's praise is real praise. Your cries are real now, desperate, aren't they? In the wilderness. Undertake for me. They're real desperate cries. You can't escape it. It's weighing you down. It'll take you to the grave, you fear. Jacob feared he would go down to the grave in sorrow. They're real. So will praise be real. Before God is your breathing real, true, expressing your heart. Formed thee, created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel. Where did he form Israel? For his own glory, his own praise, his own grace, that love might be made known. You know, dear friends, gird up the loins of thy mind, friend. Have you heard the gospel? You're a favoured soul, you know. You don't know how favoured you are. If only you realised. You say, well, I'm poor. If you've heard the gospel in reality, sovereignty, why me, why me? Why, oh gracious God, why me? Why such a wretch as me? Who forever must lie in hell were not salvation free? Fear not. Why those fear nots? Who can begin to tell the weight of them? Friend, do you fear what you're passing through will destroy you? Do you fear that the Lord has now forsaken you? Do you realize it's because of your sin? You fear that sin. You fear you'll never change. You'll never stop sinning. You'll never stop backsliding. What some good fear nots we have, don't we? You know, all that thou art passing through, all those fears. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Passing through those waters I know I mentioned this morning. Those deep waters that come near to the soul. They shall not overflow thee. They won't. He says this. I am the Lord, thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in thy sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee. people for thy life. That's how precious his church is. That's how precious his church is. He gives people for thee. This of course refers to coming out of Egypt and the enemies, the Ethiopians and so forth, those enemies, the Amalekites and so forth. The Amalekites were destroyed. They were totally obliterated. The Amalekites were. People for thee, men for thee, people for thy life. Now that's love, friends. That's grace. Who art thou that shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die? Says, since I have loved thee, since thou wast precious in my sight, I should say, thou hast been honourable, I have loved thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, you know, that was precious from eternity. But since I've awakened thee, you know, you say, where have I been? Do you know, friends, I've struggled with that word, thou's been honourable. One can't claim it, can they? Of yourself. You know, is the tender fear of God in your heart. That honours him. That honours him. Confession honours him. Humility. You know, confession of honours him. That's been honourable. That's owned to thy sins. That's abhorred thyself in dust and ashes. Honourable. That honours and glorifies God. And have you, I know, could you say, I know, O Lord, thy judgments are right. And in faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. Could you say that tonight? That's been honourable. That's owned to this. That's owned to my sovereignty, my dealings. I have loved thee. I have loved thee. Well, I'm going astray a bit. Grace, friends, poured into his lips. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, dear friends, you don't have to start at the beginning of the verse. The middle or the end can be sweet to thy soul. With loving kindness, therefore have I drawn thee to the throne of grace. I blotted out as a thick cloud thy grace poured into his lips. Grace poured into his lips. His lips. I have blotted. Christ personal. I have blotted out. The Lord, our righteousness, I have blotted out. The dear Redeemer's blotted out. He whom your soul loveth has blotted out. It's Christ, the Father, yes, but he gave it to his Son to do. And he speaks, I have done it. Friend, you haven't done it. You can't blot it out. I have done it. Return unto me. Isn't that what you want to do? Oh, return. That's all I want. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee as a thick cloud, thy transgressions, and as a cloud, thus I have blotted out. I have done it. As a thick cloud, thy transgressions, and as a cloud, thy sins. What did the Lord say? Grace poured into his lips. Soon as the man's palsy was let down, the first thing he said, thy sins are forgiven thee. Grace poured in. There's a man lying sick of palsy. And well, the Lord forgives it. We don't read of any exercise. Grace poured in. You know, there is the man brought to be healed of his palsy. What does the Lord do? Friends, which is easier to say? Lovely word. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Take up thy bed and walk. Grace poured into thy lips. The man sick of palsy was blessed forever in Christ. God had blessed him forever. His only begotten Son. Did we not read of him? This is my only begotten Son. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Her sins, which are many, he says to Simon the Pharisee, are all forgiven. All, friends, all forgiven. All. What? You can't believe it. All forgiven. All. Sins of lazy sins of omission. Can't be bothered to read the newspaper before the Bible. Sins of omission. What about the conceptions in the heart? Forgiven. You know, what a mercy to be led to weep at the feet of the Lamb. What a grace there's there. You know, there's the Pharisee. He's not weeping at the feet of Christ, is he? You weeping at the feet of the Lamb? She did. Love brought her. Her sins, which are many. How big's many, friend? It'd be to the end of your days. That's how many. End of your days. Many. Freely forgiven, pardoned, loved, redeemed. I must move on. I had thought of that word in Hosea. I might have quoted this the last time I came. I don't suppose it matters that much. Therefore, behold, I will allure her. You won't resist that, and bring her into the wilderness. God's done that to you, brought you into the wilderness. Brought you into the wilderness. And speak comfortably to her. To her. Brought her. Friend, allure her. He's brought her into the wilderness to bless her. To bless her. The wilderness of her own heart. The wilderness of her own nature. The wilderness of an earthly religion. If I may say so. The wilderness. And speak comfortably to her. He goes on to say, this is grace. Grace poured into his lips. Friend, this is doctrine. The Son of God administers the gospel, the whole word of Christ. This is the word of the Son of God. This is his testimony. You say, but it's God's word, the Father's word. Of course it is his word. Who created the earth? He commissioned his Son in creation to bring forth. He gave the whole work of creation to his Son to do, and of course God was in it. He is the Son of God, of the same divine essence, and he gave the purchase of the church, the minister of the gospel, to him. And he says this, I will betroth thee unto me forever. Forever. Betrothal. 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 Marriage to Christ. It doesn't mean you won't be married to someone else naturally on earth, but what a mercy your heart, married to him. You know, I ought to have read, I haven't got time to go to Song of Solomon, you know. What a glorious love there is in that. He speaks there, doesn't he? His fruit was sweet to my taste. He speaks of that word of the apple tree among the trees of the wood. So is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. It's the voice of your beloved. I can't go there. I've got to move on. I wish I could. Betroth thee unto me forever. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness. Friends, His righteousness. Friend, His righteousness. You know, grace flows in sometimes when we're passive. You've got no influence over the Spirit. It flows in. A little glimpse of Emmanuel is what you long for. A little touch, a little word just comes. It's like your beloved coming, leaping over the hills, skipping over the leaping over the mountains, and the impossibilities. Betrothing unto me in righteousness. The Lord our right. What a glorious right. Friend, His love, the Father loved us in His Son. His own righteousness. God's glorious plan. You know, Abraham said, I wonder about Abraham, you know. He was a tried man. But Isaac said, look, Father, we've got the fire and we've got the wood, but we haven't got the sacrifice. And he says, and this is faith. Friend, what a tried faith. My God, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb. You know, Isaac, you and I are accepted in that sacrifice, and God's going to provide it. And He's provided it. Betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment. You know, the balances of the clouds. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. But judgment, dear friends, for you, against the enemy of your soul, the accuser of the brethren. The accuser, do you know anything about the accuser of the brethren? And in loving kindness. Can you sing hymn number 9? And in mercies. Friend, the loving kindness of God. Oh, to remember you. I tell you, you get to such places, you just say, dear Lord, remember me. A sinner weak and vile. Have you ever prayed it? Lord, remember me. The dying thief, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. The loving kindness of God. Betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. You know, faithfulness to my word. His word, friends. My word. His word. What He's made known and promised. He is faithful. Has He allured you, brought you into the wilderness? Grace is poured into thy lips. You know, John speaks like this. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's more than just an administration of two dispensations. It did come by Him, and it's come by Him. And of His fullness of all we received. A drop of that fullness of love and grace. Is your soul wetted for Him? And He goes on to say, and grace for grace. What do we read of? That man, all things are possible to him that believeth. What a confession Christ makes there. What a glorious statement. You know, that confession is our confession. For the Lord speaks it. All things are possible to him that believeth. Why? Why does the Lord say this? Because of His own fullness, His own grace, His own willingness, His own love, His own loving kindness, His tenderness. What does the man say? Lord, I can hardly believe it true for me. He says, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. I believe the man did for the moment just have a little laying hold of the grace of God. But felt his own failing, his own weakness, his own sinnership, his own sorrow, his own care was before him. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You know, there was the man. Then the Spirit rent that boy, that lad again, and tear him right before his face. What a trial. He's just said he believes, and now he's tried. Grace is poured into thy lips. You know that we mentioned at the Sunday school, the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed. He said to her, thy faith hath made thee whole. Faith has made thee whole. Why? Why? Was it a big religion? She saw virtue and grace in him. Friend, have you seen forgiveness in him? Forgiveness for such as you. Has the word of the gospel touched you? You see, she drew virtue. 12 years spent, misspent, trying to mend your ways, trying to be better, trying to believe. You know, what a mercy God doesn't let us believe in our own strength, you know. Because the day is coming when he'll appear in a moment. Struggling hard. He went over the waters and said, it is I, be not afraid. To the disciples when they were toiling and rowing. This night, it is I, be not afraid. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. Perhaps there's someone here like the church at Ephesus. Nevertheless, I've somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Left thy first love. You know you have, don't you? You know you have. You feel the Lord is against you. You know, but as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Behold, he says to the church at Philadelphia, I know thy works. You know, we're all doing, friend, what are my works? Look at my works. I can't plead them, but the Lord knows them. Amidst all my infirmities, amidst all my sins, amidst all my, the ruin is in my hands. Yet there's tears mingled, tears of grief, tears of sorrow, tears of love. Friend, don't you long for the Lord to come back? Don't you just long, oh, to see his face again? Don't you just long for it? Perhaps someone longing for the first blessing. Lord, I long for the living waters. I long to be satisfied in thy loins. I long to hear thy dear voice. I long for thee. Works. Works. The works are our life. I know it's grace that's given to bring these things forth, but they're still our works, whether they be works of grace or works of sin. They're still works in the soul. They're fruits of his Spirit. They're fruits of divine teaching. Grace shows us our sins, remember? Be thankful for that. You know, if it was natural conscience, you'd soon smother it over and get on with your life. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. No man can shut it. The door of his mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy, the not by the way. The door of his mercy, the door of his grace, the door of his love, the door of his ordinances, his gospel ordinances in Zion. It's like an open door. Jesus has gone there. Oh, do you long to him? Oh, to see him there, suffer to be so now and so forth. You know, but that woman I mentioned already, her sins, which are men, are all forgiven. You know, ah, oh, what a blessing it is. Well, I've got to close. I hardly touch the subject. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Grace. Despite your infirmity, Friend, grace to overcome our sins by his blood. You know, when the Lord says, I'm with thee, it's the Spirit's work. Look at the grace in sanctification. Look at the grace in redemption. Redemption is in him. He worked it. Sanctification, he works in us to present us whole and sound. Grace. Grace, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, in loving kindness have I drawn thee. Grace. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Come away. Grace is poured into his lips. Follow me. Grace poured into his lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. You know, dear friends, why were you made to hover round God's blessed word, pleading a word from heaven? Grace, grace, grace. And he pours out the blessing, despite your infirmities. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Grace has made the way. Grace is working in the soul. I am with thee. Don't you want it? I am. Friend, the great I am that I am, but look. Look at his compassion. John leant on him. John leant on his bosom. Are you leaning on him, friend? You lean on his grace, on his blood, on the fountain open for sin. Fear thou not, for I'm... You've got to fear... Friend, we've got to fear everything about ourselves, within and without. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome it. I am with thee. I've overcome it. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Grace is poured into his lips, to pour out to us by the love of the Father who poured it in, to send forth the Spirit of grace into our hearts. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. You know, dear friends, the king's daughter, she's going to be glorious with him because she's been blessed forever in him. You know, he blessed the church in him, blessed all his people in him, and blessed him as the head of that church and the righteous one. Well, I will leave it now. He's given him a kingdom. And Christ said, I appoint unto you a kingdom. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. I appoint unto you a kingdom. Well, friend, it's now just gone 5 to 8, and I did not intend to go on so long, but we have hardly touched the subject. You know, but grace is poured into his lips. Speak, Lord. Confirm. Give me one more token. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Thou art fairer. Can you say that from your heart? I wanted to speak about fair sufferings. I just quote that hymn which I've often done. Does this move your bowels? So fair a face, bedewed with tears. What beauty, even in grief appears. He groaned, he bled, he died for you. What more, my friends, could Jesus do? Christ, thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Oh, I do wish I could have gone on in that psalm, but I can't.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £825, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, there will be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening, and Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Timothy Rosier next Lord's Day. Let us now close with hymn 667. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head. My God, my portion and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. 667.
thy word this day. O overcome all our own poverty, thy kingdom come. Blot out all has been us demesh. Convey us, Lord, to our homes in safety and in peace, our places of abide. Abide with us. It is toward evening, the day is far spent. We ask all these things in thy worthy name and for thy sake. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.